Welcome back to Two Sisters and a TV, the classic TV podcast, where we remember and celebrate all things and everything classic TV. As promised, today we're going to take a look at Harper Valley PTA, which ran for two seasons on NBC, starring the lovely, beautiful, vivacious, charming, adorable Barbara Eden. Interestingly enough, I have been binging Password lately on YouTube, the 60s version of Password, starring Alan Ludden, who was married to Betty White for 18 years. And I ran across some episodes with Barbara Eden along with Peter Lawford. And she was just the most adorable little thing in those episodes. They are from 1966, I believe, during the second season of I Dream of Jeannie. And one thing that really touched my heart was the gentleman that she was playing with said that he had a son that was 16 months old. And she got so excited because her son, Matthew, was 15 months old. And she was just so excited to share that with her partner. So when I found out that Barbara Eden was going to be in a new TV series, I was elated because I completely fell in love with her watching reruns of I, Dream of Jeannie in second grade. It came on after school every day, and I thought that that was one of the best shows of all time. I still watch it today when I have the chance. It comes on Antenna TV weekdays, two episodes back to back, 1 to 2 o'clock, right before The Facts of Life. And so I go way back with Barbara Eden. So when I found out about Harper Valley PTA, I was really excited. I could not wait to see her in a brand new TV series. Now, Harper Valley PTA actually is a song, for those of you who don't know. It was a song released by Jeannie C. Reilly in 1968. And the song was written by Tom T. Hall. And it became a number one hit both on the country charts and the pop charts. It was a big, big hit. Really cool song, really catchy. The song is basically about how the PTA at her daughter's school sends a note home, and the note is telling the mom that, you know, you're not raising your daughter right. You know, you're running around with all these different guys. Your skirts are too short. You're running wild. And basically, they're butting in where they don't belong. And so the mom basically does not change who she is. And she goes up to the Harper Valley PTA and tells them about their own faults, the dirty, shady stuff that they're doing behind closed doors. And she straightens them out, tells them off, and walks out. So the song, if you never heard it before, again, it's a really good song. And like I said, it was one of the biggest hits of 1968. And that is where Harper Valley PTA comes from. 10 years later, in 1978, Barbara Eden was cast in the movie Harper Valley PTA. Now, the movie is on YouTube in its entirety. I haven't seen it in years. I haven't watched it yet, but it is definitely on my to-do list. I remember it being a very funny movie, though, and she was great in the movie. She portrayed Stella Johnson, who was a single widowed mother to Dee. Dee was her daughter. Dee was like 12 years old, and they lived in Harper Valley, Ohio. And basically, it just kind of follows the song very well. You know, Stella was outgoing. She was very outlandish, very outspoken. She was very friendly. She was a great mom. But they just didn't like the way, the PTA didn't like the way she carried herself. I mean, she dated too many men, in their opinion. She just, you know, she drank beer and alcohol. She was not an alcoholic, but she did have, you know, her occasional, you know, bottles of beer. They thought that she was just having too much fun, being way too much fun to be a mother. Mothers should not be that much fun. You know, she and Dee were very close. Mothers and daughters shouldn't have that kind of closeness. It's inappropriate. So that was, you know, something that Stella just was not going to go along with. She was going to live her life and raise her child the way she wanted to. And so just like in the song, she goes and lets the PTA have it. So the movie was very successful. And as a result, it was decided that they wanted to turn it into a TV series. The series made its debut on January 16th, 1981. And it was on Friday nights, right before The Brady Brides, which we talked about last week in our last episode. But the interesting thing about Harbor Valley PTA was that, because I watched Barbara do an interview about the show, and she said that she didn't remember. First of all, she said the character Stella Johnson was a lot of fun to play. That was a highlight within her career. But she didn't remember how exactly it came into a TV series, but she had no objections to it. The show, interestingly enough, was produced and created by Sherwood Schwartz, best known for The Brady Bunch and Gilligan's Island, along with his son Lloyd. And Barbara said that it was a lot of fun in the first season when Sherwood and Lloyd were the producers. And honestly, the first season was really good. The first season was very good. It was a very fun show. Basically, Stella's just going on about her business. And of course, the PTA members are still turning up their noses. They're still complaining. And, you know, Stella decides to go and get herself elected to the PTA, as a matter of fact. So she is on the PTA as well, the directors of it. And so she starts exposing their secrets and airing their dirty laundry, putting them on blast, calling them out for their hypocrisy. And it was, like I said, it was a really funny show. And of course, the theme song, I think Jeannie C. Riley did the theme song for the series as well. Unfortunately, there are no episodes of this show on YouTube. We already looked. The movie's over there, like I said, and you can see a couple of really brief clips, and you can see the theme songs, the openings for both season one and season two. But they had a really pretty good supporting cast. Like I said, her daughter Dee, portrayed by Jen Thompson, was of course a part of the show, along with Stella's uncle, Otis Harper Jr., portrayed by George Gobel. Now, George Gobel and Barbara Eden they were a really funny combination together, because the town was dominated. You know, he was basically the founder, you know, he was the most basically prominent member of the town. He was the mayor of the town. And so he had a lot of clout. And so a lot of things they weren't going to try to do with people in town because of Otis. So a lot of things they were doing, you know, unbeknownst to him. They were hiding it from him. But also within the show, you had Fanny Flagg, best known for being on Match Game. Like George Gobel was best known for being on Hollywood Squares. Well, Fanny Flagg was known for being on Match Game. And she portrayed Stella's closest friend and her partner in crime. And they two had a really great chemistry, great relationship on the show. The two had a really good combination. Most of the foes that Stella had were from the wealthy and really super snobbish Riley family, which consisted of Flora and her really arrogant, snotty daughter, Wanda. Flora was portrayed by Anne Francine, Wanda by Bridget Hanley. There was also Flora's husband, Bobby, portrayed by Rod McCrary, who was always checking out Stella. And then they had another daughter named Scarlett, portrayed by Susie Dean. Now, Scarlett and Dee definitely did not get along. They definitely were nemesis. You know, Scarlett was Dee's main nemesis. So, I mean, there was a lot of, like, really funny stuff going on this show. I mean, then you had the other people on the PTA with Stella, the other, you know, board of directors, you know, who were part of it, like Vivian Washburn, portrayed by Mary Gorman, and William A. Jones, portrayed by Edie McClurg. And so it was just kind of funny watching the way that Stella was always getting under their skin all the time. That's really what the show was about. Just her outsmarting, you know, her critics, and being a good mom and living her life doing what she wanted, and just Stella's crazy, wacky adventures week after week. The funny thing was that the show began Friday nights. It was on the same night as Dallas with a former co-star, Larry Hagman. But the this show aired at 8 o'clock Eastern Time, 7 Central, right before the Brady Brides. Now, I missed part of the first season because of, you know, the CBS lineup. It was just too appealing for me to break away from, of The Incredible Hulk, The Dukes of Hazzard, and Dallas. But I was able to discover a lot of the episodes I watched during summer reruns. I watched the entire first season during the summer with the summer reruns. And because I was such a big fan of Barbara Eden, I did break away from The Dukes of Hazzard to check out Harper Valley, because it was a 30-minute show, so I could watch Harper Valley and then I could go back to The Dukes of Hazzard. So I did a couple of times go ahead and turn over to NBC to watch Barbara Eden in action. And she was more beautiful than ever at that time. She was in her 40s and she looked better than ever. She was absolutely stunning at the time. Always has been a stunning lady. And like I said, so that's what I was doing in regard to Harper Valley PT. I didn't do it every week, but I did it a lot. Just turn over to Harper Valley PTA, watch it, and then go back to The Dukes of Hazzard. Because where I lived, The Dukes of Hazzard came on first, and then The Incredible Hulk, and then Dallas. In most places, The Incredible Hulk was on first, and then The Dukes of Hazzard, and then Dallas. So that gave me the opportunity to, like I said, be able to check out this show. But the first season did pretty well in the ratings, you know, so well until it was easily renewed for a second season. The problem with the second season was that, first of all, for some reason, they got rid of Sherwood and Lloyd. And that was a big mistake. Sherwood and Lloyd really knew how to write for this show. They knew how to really produce it. They really knew how to work with Barbara and the rest of the cast. Barbara really was disappointed when they were let go. She never knew why they were let go. But, you know, that really took the show in a really negative direction. They even changed the name of it to Harper Valley. They dropped the PTA and they started just kind of not having, you didn't see the PTA as much, you know, Stella with the PTA and going back and forth with them and all of their, you know, battles and cat fights. So that took a lot away from the show too. A lot of the fun of it, a lot of the energy of it was just missing when they decided to get new producers, because they got like 3 new producers or so for the second season. And they had different directions they wanted to take the show in. And they decided to, like I said, just kind of downplay a lot of the fun of it. Because the show was just fun. The character Stella was fun. And they took a lot of that out of the show, quite frankly. So it wasn't the same. I still watched it. And it was even easier for me to watch because they changed the night as well. In the second season, it was coming on Thursday nights. 8 to 8:30. It was in that time slot for a couple of months, for about a month actually. And then they moved it over to Saturday nights, 9 to 9:30. This is of course Eastern Time. And then they moved it up to 8:30 to 9. So I was able to, you know, still watch the show. I was able to watch it before Love Boat and Fantasy Island. So I was able to still watch it. But again, a lot of the excitement and the enthusiasm and the spunk of the show was missing. So as a result, the show didn't last much longer because the ratings, you know, they began to decline, began to drop. And the last episode aired on August the 14th, 1982. Now, the show was on in syndication for a while in the mid-80s, but we didn't have cable, so we didn't see it. TV Land was showing reruns, though, back in 2000. That was like the last time that we saw it. And also, forgot to mention this part, that Stella had a twin named Della Smith. Barbara Eden had a dual role in these cases. Kind of took you back to I, Dream of Jeannie. You know, remember Jeannie's sister, also a brunette with dark hair who was just really wicked, always trying to get Major Nelson. Well, Della was a lot like Jeannie number 2. So that too was pretty fun, seeing Stella and Della. That was fun as well. But it's really unfortunate that there are no episodes of this show on YouTube. We were so disappointed to find that out because, again, we haven't seen the show since 2000. That's been 24 years. I don't think it's available on DVD, although I'm sure that there are private collectors who have it available. We haven't looked for one yet. Don't know if it's streaming anywhere. If it is, we're not sure as to where. But definitely check out the movie on YouTube, because like I said, I remember the movie. I remember watching it, and it was just great. That's why I wanted to watch the show, not only because of Barbara Eden, but the movie was so good. And of course, the song, of course, you know, by Jeannie C. Riley, who's still with us, by the way, at the age of 78. If you check out the song and check out the movie, then that's a lot right there. And then also you can check out, like I said, the opening themes to both season one and season two. But I really enjoyed watching this show back in the early 80s. Like I said, Barbara Eden, still a favorite of mine. She's in her 90s now, and she's still as beautiful and as vivacious and as charming and adorable and lovable as ever. She's always one of our favorite entertainers and celebrities, and everything that we've ever seen her in, definitely not a disappointment. Now, we do have an I Dream of Jeannie episode in the works. So that's something that we've, you know, are still putting together, because we want to, you know, bring that to you as well. So we are working on that. And like I said, we'll have it to you when it's all really polished up and ready to go. But we're looking so forward to bringing this episode to you about Harbor Valley PTA. Because again, a lot of people don't know about this show, or they don't remember it. Maybe they've forgotten about it. But it's definitely worth checking out. The movie, that is. Definitely watch the movie. And also go to YouTube or Spotify, wherever you hear your music. And check out the song, because the song, very catchy, and it tells a great story. And the song won a couple of Grammys, by the way. Jeannie C. Riley won a Grammy or two. I think Tom T. Hall, who wrote the song, also won a Grammy. So check out the song as well, because it's a really fun song to listen to. And like I said, it tells a great story. But yeah, Harbor Valley PTA, great movie, great show, great character, Stella Johnson. Really a lot of fun to watch. And it was our pleasure to bring this episode to you today on Two Sisters and a TV. We'll have another episode early next week as we continue to stay in the early 80s and look at the television during that era. Thank you for joining us today as we take a look back at Harbor Valley PTA. Don't forget to hit that follow button so you can follow this podcast and never miss any of the episodes that we bring to you. Also, please, when you have the chance, leave a rating of this podcast. Rating the podcast really helps us, and it really helps all of our listeners as well. So that way we can know what to improve on and what to keep the same and how to proceed going forward. But thank you so much for joining us today. Thank you for your support, for your time. Your tremendous support of this podcast is so appreciated, and it is beyond invaluable. We love you all so much, and we will see you on the next episode.